Good evening, listeners. We're back for another show. This is leading up to Christmas. It's Monday the 18th of December. We're a week away. This time next week, it'll be Christmas Day. And so we thought we'd do a little bit of a bonus show. And this is just really half hour of total crap.
Well, you may say that. I couldn't possibly comment.
I just did.
You did indeed.
And I'm joined by my very dear friend and radio legend, Chris Moore.
Hello, young Nicholas, or better shall known. I say Nicky Baby.
Well, you could say that.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Nicky Baby. Hiding under the chimney tonight.
That's it. Yeah. Or Nicholas.
Eartha Kitbag.
Was that who she was?
Yeah, that's it. My dad had got a thing for Eartha Kitbag.
Did you?
No, my dad did.
Oh, your dad did?
Dad did.
Well, yeah, nice girl.
He loved Eartha Kitbag.
Nice girl.
Yeah.
Nice voice.
Yeah, I know, very good.
Nice pair of them.
Yeah, really?
Pair of lungs.
Lungs. Okay.
Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
Anyway. We're here again.
We are. It's a bruity bonus.
It is a bruity or a Father Christmas bonus.
Absolutely.
Who brings you the Reverend Chris Moore.
Hello, everyone. And hello, Nick.
Hello, Chris. Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes. Haven't got any of these bugs that are flying around at the moment.
No, we seem to have scooted away from that, don't we?
Good.
But we're back in our Lincolnshire studio and we're looking out of the window.
Oh, isn't it awful?
And we're going to title this show A Damp, Dark, Miserable Monday Night.
Yeah, and that's just what it is, isn't it?
It's a bit grim.
Look out there, Nick.
I know, 4 o'clock and it was dark.
Oh, I just don't get it. You know, move on 6 months. It'll be beautiful sun beating in. We'll be saying, oh, it's too hot.
Well, yeah. I definitely do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I moan about all the weather.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Whatever we ever moan.
I don't know why I do it, but I do.
No.
When it's warm, I'm too warm. When it's cold, I'm too cold.
Well, how would you like to live on the equator then? Very, very hot in the summer. Very, very cold at night. Because the skies are clear, you see.
Yeah.
And so temperature drops like a stone.
Ah.
There you are.
And that's only on the equator?
On the equator, yeah.
Okie dokie.
So boiling hot or freezing cold.
Right. I didn't know that.
Oh, fact.
So what happens if you just step over the line?
You were going to... I thought, is he going to set me up like that? And I fell into that. Left right and centre,
Arsenal.
I? Arsenal. Luton Town.
Not now, Arthur.
Matron, no. Anyway, I don't know the answer to that, Nick.
Don't you?
I'm sure it's a degree of difference, but
right.
I don't know.
I just wondered, you know, if you can't have the line running between your legs.
Well,
left leg warm, right leg cold.
It'd be a bit troublesome, Nick.
Do you think?
I do.
Okay.
Because you'd be a straddle, wouldn't you?
You would be a straddle.
It's like in Boston, and I'm sure in lots of other places, there is a road called Meridian Road Meridian Lane. And I suppose technically, you can straddle the Greenwich Mean Time.
Can you really?
Yeah. So your one leg would be an hour ahead of your other leg.
Really?
Yeah. Which is a bit of thought.
It's a booger buying trousers.
It's very difficult to do that.
Isn't it?
And supposing you're a tripod.
Indeed.
Then what happens?
I don't know how you get around that problem.
Well, I don't know, Nick.
Do you?
No, I don't. My mind is whirring away here. But it's a philosophical debate. You know, is your leg 1 hour advanced? Or is it 1 hour behind?
Do people in Boston worry about that kind of thing?
Don't really.
No?
Don't generally. It's not one of the main concerns.
No?
Let's put it this way.
Okay.
I think getting the bargains is.
The bargains?
Bargains. Like,
you like a bargain, don't you?
I like a bargain. You know, coming up to Christmas, you can get now bags of vegetables in places like Lidl and Aldi. And that 15p.
Can you really?
Yep. Absolute bargain.
15p. Bloody hell.
Get down there quick, Nick. They all do it. I think the most expensive, it comes up to 19p.
Really?
Yeah. And you can get your carrots, you can get your Brussels, you can get your potatoes, all what normally costs 60, 70, 80, 90p, whatever. 15p in really? The count up to Christmas.
Goodness me.
Yeah, so I'm going to buy a whole load of them.
And mate. They say the Germans never won the war.
They do say that, yeah, Nick. Yeah, and absolute bargains.
Bargains.
And of course, you could also go around and look for the reduction stickers. Have you done that?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
It's a great game.
Never have.
Great game. Well, no. You go into a supermarket and then you can see a great big crowd gathering around a poor assistant there.
Yeah.
What this girl is doing, or boy, doesn't matter, is putting a sticker on certain items that are being reduced, you know?
And people wait for that.
People wait for it.
Do they
and
really?
It's like a scrum. You know, there's a great big queue and she's sticking the sticker on, reduced down to 10p or whatever, and the arms go in. And I think it grabbed out. People tug to try and get them.
So, really?
Yeah, it's great fun. I love that game.
No, never done that.
Oh, yeah.
Not at all.
You haven't lived.
No,
you
it sounds lived. Like you're right on the edge of...
I live life on the
adventure
edge.
Adventure and excitement, Chris.
It really is very exciting.
You are the Bear Grylls of
I
the
am
church.
The Bear Grylls of the church. Yeah, something like that. Bear Grylls. Bear behind. No.
Extreme Explorers, I think they're called.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there we are. Yeah, such is the life.
And so you're a big sales fan.
Oh, you know, after Christmas as well.
Right.
Used to be a thing that I loved was to go out for the Boxing Day sales.
Right.
In the good old days when they used to have genuine big reductions.
And they used to queue, didn't
and
they,
you
overnight?
Queue overnight.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, yeah, but I never had the will to sort of stay out overnight. But I'll still go along next day.
Did you ever buy anything?
Nothing.
What were you after?
Well, ultimately, there'd be things like televisions, wouldn't there?
Right,
remember
yeah.
That?
Yeah, TVs, hi-fis.
10 quid for a telly, hi-fis, yeah. Hi-fis, yeah, great.
That kind of thing. Get yourself a Hoover.
Yeah, if you want a Hoover.
Yeah.
That's right.
For 5 bob 6.
Yeah, that's right. God, old money.
Yeah.
5 bob 6. A sixpence is a tanner.
That's it. Yeah, I do.
What's a florin then? That's 2 shillings, isn't it?
That florin. Was 2 bob.
Two bob, yeah. What else was that? Half a crown.
Half a crown, two and six.
A crown, that was 5 shillings.
That was it, yeah.
A guinea.
Was £1. One shilling.
£1 and 1 shilling.
Was it £1, 1 shilling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What else did they have? 10 bob notes.
Yeah, I remember 10 bob notes.
God dear me.
That was holiday money for me. 10 bob note.
Really?
Yeah, for a week's holiday.
God dear.
In Norfolk, bloody hell. As being a very little boy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Must have been. You know what I mean?
Goodness me.
But there we are. Don't get that anymore.
No, all gone. Everything's gone, Chris, isn't it, really?
It's all gone wayward.
Yeah, not what it was. Nothing seems to be what it was.
Oh, no, I've got some real good memories of childhood. And like, I said a few of them before, but another one. Very early Christmas Eve, Mother would say to me, Chris, can you go up the shops and get me a couple of loaves?
Right.
And it's frosty. It's cold when I come by. And I said, what loaves do you want, Mother? And she said, 2 large bloomers and a split tin.
Ah.
And I used to laugh at this. So I'd go into the shop, 2 large bloomers and a split tin, please. Because that's the voice I used.
Yeah, okay.
As a young child.
Oh, right.
And I found that highly amusing. Saying the word bloomers.
Right.
Now, I don't quite know why, Nick, but I suppose it's the connotation of the word, isn't it?
I think that was
bloomers.
Quite... Yeah, it was quite a popular word of the time.
You wouldn't say 2 large knickers, would you?
No, not really.
No.
Because you'd end up with that.
2 large thongs.
You wouldn't have no bread to get you through the Christmas.
I see, sir. 2 large thongs and a split tin, please. They'd look at you, wouldn't they?
They would a bit.
They'd look at you. Say, what do you mean? You mean your wife, sir? Does she go? She
You're
goes.
Back on the Python, aren't you?
She goes. Is she a sport? Yes. She's rather partial to cricket. Say no more. Can't be.
Yeah, good sketches. Good sketches. Dear, oh dear.
This, of course, this is a 5-minute argument.
Yeah, I paid for the full 10.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. I see what you're doing there. Not necessary.
Now, we were talking, weren't we, earlier on?
We were, Nick.
About the honours system.
Oh, dear. What a joke.
Mm.
I call it a dishonours system.
Who do we think is in the frame this year?
Oh, well, I don't really care.
Who's mates?
I know who's not going to be. Charity workers, They won't.
No.
People in the voluntary sector, they won't.
No.
It'll be all your celebs.
I'm not in there as not neither this year.
Aren't you in, you're not nominated this year?
No, nobody's given me one at all.
What? An award?
A gold.
Oh,
yep.
Crikey. That's a little bit sad, isn't it? Mm. So I would have thought you'd been right up there, Nick, for services rendered.
Well, stranger thing to happen at sea.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Don't they?
No, well, they say
services
so.
Rendered.
Services rendered, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you're very worthy recipient, it would be.
Do you think?
Of a gong, yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
What could we have you with?
I don't know.
Like an OBE or would you like an MBE?
I don't really know if I'd accept them, to be honest.
Oh, come on. Or a CBE?
I don't know if I would.
Or a BEM?
I might do a John Lennon.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
What, not have it?
Mm.
It's
give
like
it
the
back.
Beatles, isn't it?
Yeah, well, a couple of them have done that, haven't they, recently? Who did it? Somebody of this age refused it.
Really? Well, I don't blame them, because it's such an antiquated thing, isn't
I'd like to say John Lennon, but I'm not too sure I'm right there.
No. I know the Beatles allegedly in the 60s turned up to Buckingham Palace, stoned out of their heads to get their first award. Well, it's like Paul McCartney is dead, isn't it? That was a story that was doing the rounds in the 60s. Loads of nonsense.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, honour system. I don't see why a celeb should be given a gong for doing something just like making people laugh or singing a song.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, it's a bit off the wall, that is, isn't it?
It's cronyism.
It is that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
When you've got people that are actually, you know, making serious efforts to change people's lives or change systems and the way we live, it's a real shame, isn't it?
It is. And then you get just recently, don't you? David Cameron, who left Parliament in disgrace pretty much, because it's convenient for the Tories, they make him a Lord.
Mm.
So it's now Lord Cameron.
That's
does
it,
that.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve that.
Yeah.
Lord
Mind
Cameron.
You, I didn't mind a bit of Cameron. I thought he changed a few things for the better.
Mm.
He certainly did in respect to people who were self-unemployed.
Mm.
Because he did away with all this 90 days waiting for your money and all this type of nonsense.
Mm.
He put a stop to that.
Mm.
And it was him that did that. But so I didn't mind a bit of Cameron, really.
Yeah.
Has he recently become a Lord then?
Yeah, just I think it happened in December or something.
Did it really?
He wanted a because they had this reshuffle, didn't they?
Yeah.
They wanted a new foreign secretary. And the name came up Cameron. Well, normally he'd be in the Commons. So he could be elected. But he wasn't in the Commons. He was nowhere because he'd come out in disgrace. So
really? Is that what went on?
So the only way they could get him back was to give him a lordship, make him a lord, and he goes into the House of Commons, and now he's jetting around the world as a foreign secretary, which, you know.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's right. An unelected member.
Yeah, I know he's an unelected member, but I just thought it was, you know, he was on the bench there doing the thing.
There's one thing I don't like, Nick. It's an unelected member.
Mm. Do you know?
Well, I don't know.
Nothing worse. Nothing worse.
No.
No. I think your member should be elected.
I think he should be.
Don't you?
You know, if it's going to represent you, you want it to have some sort of backing, wouldn't you?
Totally.
Yeah. So
you've got to stand tall.
You have.
So haven't you?
These members that just turn up and think they're Johnny Big Guy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not on.
No.
No. That's my theory.
I can see that you've got quite emotional about that, Chris.
I'm crying over it, actually, Nick.
Yeah.
It's something that affects me badly. Yeah. So, honours, they can be binned, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Yeah, now you've got a list of hates down there. But I know you have a problem with your birthday. Your birthday is Chris's birthday is actually on December the
30th. And I blame my mum. It's all down to my mum. I say to her every year, Mother dear, I say, or Mater, or Mama, however I'm calling her.
Okay.
I say, Mother, all those years ago, all those 67 years ago, my God, am I that old? 67. Anyway, all those years ago, why couldn't you hold on one more day, Mother? Why couldn't you just held on to the December 31st? Because that would have been New Year's Eve, and that would have been marvellous for parties. Or, Even better, why couldn't you hang on for 2 days and I'd be a year younger? Because I'd be born 1st of January of the next year. But no, my birthday, December the 30th, the day before New Year's Eve. So try getting a restaurant December the 30th that isn't shut at 8:30. Virtually impossible.
Couldn't you just book one for January the 2nd and make believe?
It's not my birthday then, is it?
No,
I don't want that.
No?
No, I want my birthday on my day.
Right.
So there's nothing I can do to change it. So I just...
Bit of a stickler for...
I'm a stickler for things like that.
Okie-cokie.
So I don't like it. My birthday being on the 30th of December. Of course, Mother had nothing to do with it. Well, in a way she did, understandably.
She was there at the kickoff, wasn't she?
She was there at the kickoff.
Brought her own ball.
Yes, absolutely, that as well. And, she had something to do with it. I'll give you that much. But, you know, be inconsiderate, don't you think, Nick?
Well, I suppose it is. I don't think I'd really get too bothered about it, Chris, if I were you. Really?
No?
I don't know if it warrants it.
It doesn't exercise your mind?
No, not really. Oh. I mean, it could be said, you know, mine's on the 8th of November.
Make a quick note of that.
Why don't, you know, we could do it on the 5th of November.
That'd go with a bang.
Indeed. Bum bum. I mean, we could have done a bit of that, fireworks. The old Guy Fawkes gig.
Yeah, fireworks, yeah.
Now, well, I mean?
I think that's marvellous. So, yeah, that's another hate. Another hate, Nick. Oh, I sound like Grinch, don't I?
Shouldn't worry about it, man. It's that kind of time of year when hate is a good thing.
Hate.
Isn't it?
How about the fireworks, midnight? Oh, what's the point?
Well,
millions and millions and millions of pounds.
I think that's a modern day, you know, let's get them all to bloody London, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I just don't get it. And also the television companies that follow the new year around the world. I don't want to see Australia 6 hours ahead or whatever they are.
No.
With their fireworks or New Zealand.
Bit of a nonsense.
Nonsense, isn't it? So I'd ban them as well.
Would you?
Ah, humbug. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, a bit of a Bob Cratchit vibe going on here, isn't there?
Bob Cratchit, too right.
Yeah. Yeah, leading up to the bash.
Oh, and a New Year's Eve telly, dead loss. You know, it used to be fun when you came from Scotland.
Oh, do you reckon?
I say that with tongue in cheek.
Andy Stewart.
Aye.
Oh,
aye.
Hell's teeth, man.
What's that song about trousers? Where's your trousers? Where's your trousers?
Is it Jimmy?
Jimmy, where's your trousers?
Something like that. Yeah.
I used to like Hogmanay.
I don't mind a bit of the old Scotland celebrations.
Yeah.
Not at all. No. I think that's quite good. I think they do that kind of thing really well. They're big time into it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a bit of a cult up there.
A bit of a what?
Yeah, one of them as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And you need one of them because it's cold up there.
It certainly is. Cool, I should say so, Nick. Yeah. But you've really got to think that the Scots as a nation are absolutely hammered over New Year. I wouldn't. If I was Russia and I wanted to attack Russia, I would do it New Year's Eve.
What if you wanted to attack Scotland?
If I want to attack Scotland,
right?
You know, because they're all hammered.
Why would you want to attack Scotland?
Well, you wouldn't. I'm putting this as a theoretical concept.
Oh, I see. I'm a huge fan of Scotland.
Yeah, I quite like it.
Fantastic place, man.
Yeah, the Cossacks.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
I knew them.
I went to a doctor about it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he rub hard?
He did.
Eyes down, new game. Number 11, two fat ladies.
Yeah, I like a bit of Scotland, Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, I love a place. Absolutely love a place.
John O'Groats.
Yeah.
Do you like him?
I don't mind him.
No.
Not a bad guy.
No, he seems good.
Drinks a lot, smells a bit, but has a heart of gold.
But he lives right at the top there.
Does he really?
Yeah, yeah. The next stop is the North Pole.
Ah.
Yeah, see? So that's quite interesting.
North Pole.
North Pole. Mm. Like a bit of North Pole.
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of that.
That's where Santa lives.
Is it?
Yeah, at the North Pole. Yeah, so you keep walking.
Yeah.
You'll get to see Father Christmas.
Right.
That reminds me of my joke. Okay. So I'm not going to try
again. No, don't try it again. You'll hear that in the next programme. If you're unlucky enough.
Yeah, you have been warned. You have been warned. And how about the Christmas decorations, Nick?
Now, you don't take yours down to the 6th, do you?
No, nor the decorations.
No, I was going to go there. You bastard, you snibbed in.
I set you up on one, so I got my own back there.
Four.
I beg your pardon.
Quattro.
Quattro, yeah. No, because you're supposed to lead them up. Go on, let's say that. I'll set you up.
No, go on. No,
supposed to lead them up until the 6th of January.
Yep.
Now, that is the 12th day of Christmas, apparently. Yep. But why? Because 12 days of Christmas are surely the 12 days before the birth of our Lord Jesus, don't you think? I know traditionally it's not, but that would be logical to me. You know, 12 days lead up to the big event. It's like a countdown.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
You could do it, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could do
12
that.
12 days of Christmas, do it as a countdown.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good idea, Father.
Come in another 12.
I think if they move Christmas to July, the shops wouldn't be as full.
Well, I think not. No, but then you couldn't do that, Nick.
Don't you think?
No, it wouldn't work. Wouldn't work.
No, we're back to Australia, aren't we, really?
We certainly are.
With a warm climate and all that kind of stuff. I don't think... you couldn't do that, could you?
I wouldn't
sit
like
there
it.
In the sun.
I wouldn't like it. No,
it's not for me, man.
But anyway, 6th of January, you leave them up. And then you get them down.
Yeah.
The story of my life.
Yeah.
But anyway, you leave them there till the 6th of January. And then you've got to bring down... It's depressing.
Taking them down is seriously miserable.
It is,
isn't it? Oh, yeah. It seriously is miserable.
Yeah, I know. So it's even worse when you go back to work and the Christmas decorations are still up, you know. And you,
like, never
for,
had
for
that.
For me, teaching, right, as be a teacher, theoretically, you're supposed to have taken the decorations down as you left at the end of the winter term.
Really?
So you'd have your Christmas do, whatever, teachers this is.
Yeah.
And then they say, right, spend half an hour, take your decorations down. I didn't want to. I wanted to get home quick, which I did. And then, of course, come back the first day of the next term, the Christmas decorations are still there. And I've got to get them all down before the kids come in.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, didn't like it, Nick. Didn't like it at all.
Excuse my coughing. I'm still got it.
You're going to give up.
A week in, and I'm still got the bloody thing.
You're going to give up, though, Nick.
I am going to give up.
Good for you,
man.
There's
no two ways about it.
Yeah. Is that going to be your resolution?
Well, if that's what you want to call it, that, you probably could say that.
Mm.
I'm busy vaping as we speak.
You are.
And record.
And it's a very nice sort of raspberry, is it? Cherry?
Well, it's a combination. Combination.
All right, yes.
Of cherry and raspberry, this one is.
Crikey.
Mm.
I didn't know you were bilingual.
No, I'm not.
You could tell you by the way you walk.
Only a lawnmower.
Oh, that's a song. That's a song and a half, isn't it? Do you like it, that song?
I didn't mind it, really.
Yeah, prog rock.
I was never not really a fan of the Gabriel era.
No.
To be honest.
That was in their heavier days, wasn't it?
I was there in 73 when they recorded the live album
at
Leicester de Montfort Hall.
Yeah.
I was in a bit of a mess, so I don't recall much of it actually seeing the show.
Yeah.
Because I'd had a few tizers.
Yeah.
You know, and it was one of them kind of nights, as you did.
Yeah.
But I was never a Gabriel fan, not from that era. Although, you know, you diehard Genesis fans, it's always Peter Gabriel, you know, Phil Collins. No, it's nonsense.
Yeah, when you think they set out as a prog rock band, Phil Collins took them in a totally different direction.
Yeah.
He took them in more mainstream.
Yeah.
So I like the early, early days of Genesis.
Yeah.
Like Lamb Lies Down on
Broadway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Fantastic. Yeah. Trick of the Tail, all those types of things.
Yeah.
Marvellous musicians.
Yeah, fantastic band.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic band.
Yeah. But hey, how did we get onto Genesis?
I don't know. I think we just went there with the lawnmower.
We did.
Probably we were looking forward to the summer months.
Oh, dear. Excuse me, folks.
Okay, I'll ad lib. the weather tonight is somewhat damp.
It's dark
in your region, it's dark. And Chris is back now.
I'm back. A crumb went down the wrong way.
Hey, really?
But your cake.
Okie dokie. Yeah. We've been eating cakes here. We've had some... Frosty fancies.
Used to be called fondant fancies.
That's it, they did. But they're busting, aren't they? We've nogged eight of them buggers.
I know.
Haven't we?
This is not doing my type 2 diabetes any favours, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Probably it might help things along.
Yeah.
You know, kickstart your
scale.
Eating.
Yeah. Just as I was at the GP today, wasn't it? And they were lavishing me with praise. Oh, you're doing so well on your diabetes levels, Chris. Well done. and all your other functions are working perfectly.
Because they actually told you you kept walk ready,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, it was all there, Nick. It was all there.
And if Yves Saint-Laurent rings up, you know you to take the gig.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So, what else we got? I don't know. Oh, yeah, eating up all the leftover food, Nick.
Do you do a lot of that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't like wasting food.
Do you do squabble and beak?
I do squabble and beak.
Yeah.
I do turkey curry, turkey stew, turkey
pie. Oh, do you really?
Turkey pie in stew. Turkey chicken and turkey.
Any spam in there at all?
Spam, chips, eggs and spam. Spam without the spam.
Turkey without the spam.
Turkey without the spam.
Spam turkey. With the turkey.
Spam with turkey. Chicken, gherkins.
Yeah.
Love all that. Do you like gherkins?
I don't really go on a gherkin.
I like a gherkin.
I like a gherkin in a Twat Donald's. I don't mind that.
Yeah. So gherkin, pickled onions, red cabbage.
Yeah, I could do all that.
Yeah, what's that yellow stuff? Pick-a-lily.
Oh, pick-a-willy.
Pick-a-lily.
Yeah, I quite like a bit of pick-a-willy.
Do you?
Yeah.
When do you do that?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah?
After dinner.
Do you?
Yeah.
But is that a regular thing?
Can be.
Mm, interesting. Funny how people have different hobbies and interests, isn't it?
Indeed.
Because I phone up my brother-in-law. Beat stamps, yeah. My brother-in-law, bless his cotton socks, we always have a little conversation Sunday morning. I say to him, what are you doing this morning, Richard? If you're listening, Richard, hello, and this is true, but he says, oh, I'm just polishing my knob.
Really?
That's what he says. And that sets us up for our little joke. I say to him, well, at this time of day? He says, yes, it's quite cold outside.
Okay.
We go. It's his door, Richard.
Of course.
He's polishing his door.
Yeah, I'll work that bit out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so we have that little sequence of exchange, which we find highly
breaks
amusing.
The ice.
It does.
On a cold morning.
It does.
Probably that's why he's polishing his knob.
It could well be.
Breaking the ice.
It could well be.
Do you think?
I think that's probably true, knowing Richard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Oh, dear. But we are talking some rubbish, aren't we?
Utter crap, really. I think it's half hour of utter crap.
Do you
really?
Think? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, we want to say some thanks, don't we, really?
We do. We want to say quite a lot of thanks. And first of all, I'd like to give a personal thank you message to my dear friend Chris, who gives up a lot of time to record this complete bollocks. But we have a lot of fun, And we have great giggles, don't we? We really do. And I really do hope that everybody listening to these things continues to listen. And, you know, you can see the funny side in what we're trying to do here. Hopefully you can.
Yeah.
And I know Chris has got a personal message. So take it away, Chris.
Thank you, Nick. Well, same thing, basically. I want to publicly thank Nick. Seeing we're being all lovey with each other, I want to thank you, Nick, for letting me have this opportunity of recording these shows, which are a great laugh. I look forward to doing them, and I think they serve a good purpose. I think if they give somebody just a little smile, something to laugh about in these turbulent times, then we've done some good, haven't we?
Yeah, I'd underline that, mate. Yeah, underline that, and thank you ever so much for the thank you.
No, thank you for your thank
and
you.
Thank you, we're thanking and everybody.
Thank you for your thank you, and everybody who listens to this show.
Thank you.
We have to do this.
I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's becoming very popular. It's really going well and people seem to accept it, and it's not a vanity project, it's nothing like that. It's just something that we decided we wanted to do, I like to do, and you know, it seems to be going really well. So
I concur with all of that, Nick. You know, it's enjoyment to us, and I hope it's enjoyment to you guys out there. And here's to the next year.
Yeah, so stay listening. And once again, thanks ever so much for being there. And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Always.